What would you do if you met somebody on the road that disappeared before your very eyes? I'm Felicia Huffman, and this is Macabre at Midnight. All right. So have you ever met a phantom hitchhiker?
No, not to my knowledge. Have you?
No. Not that I know of. But then again, I've never been driving alone in a car at night.
The only time I really drive alone at night was like on the interstate when I used to work out more in town. So, I mean, I guess the only time I may would have seen something is like when I was on the Biltmore Estate and driving. If I would have seen anything, it probably would have been there, I feel like.
On a side note, do you remember back of this when I told you I bought a haunted doll?
Yes. And I have a story for you with that one, too. I told Lucas, and he looked at me like deadpan, and he's like, why? And I was like, why not? He's like, because it's haunted. I'm like, it's not like she bought a bad haunted doll. He's like, well, how do you know that? I'm like, because she told me.
To be fair, I didn't know what I was getting because I picked a mystery box. It came with two things, a haunted doll and a spelled item, as they put it. The spelled item is a cute little fluffy little doll that's got a calming spell. You hold it onto your chest and you take 10 deep breaths and it helps you calm down.
Nice.
You also hold it before you go to bed and it helps you have good dreams. The first time and the only time I've used it was the night of the election, and it actually helped me chill out and go to sleep. So
that's nice.
But this is the doll.
I think everyone's going to need the, oh, that's creepy.
But the spirit attached is Sylvia. I've not tried to contact her to see if it is actually haunted. But it is a neat looking doll. The outfit she's wearing looks handmade.
Yeah, I was just going to say the outfit looks.
Because the edges are not perfect, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, she, it says she would be good for a person, she can help a person reach their dreams, but the paper they sent with her, I don't know if it said how old she was when she died, and I don't think they said how she died, but she was like a singer or something like that. She was some sort of entertainer.
Well, that's cool.
But she wasn't young. She was an adult, had kind of started doing things. She just didn't get to see them through, I suppose. But
I have a bunch of porcelain dolls because I have a family member who thought it would be cool to buy porcelain dolls for a little girl who can't play with them because they're porcelain dolls. So I have a few because of that, which I'm not complaining about. I mean, they're pretty, but Lucas is creeped out by them. So I'm like, I don't know where to put them up. I don't know where their boxes are.
I have a few that my grandmother gave me when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
Again, like, I don't understand why I give a child a porcelain doll. But I thought I had lost them over the years, but somehow we found them somewhere. But they're in my closet right now. I think there's like three of them. I don't have any interest in putting them out. Now, the clown ones I will put out. And this one that I bought at the yard sale, it didn't have a box, but it has its original tag on its hand. And I think it's so funny when it's like, not for anybody under the age of 8. I'm like, they're porcelain doll. Children shouldn't get them. They can't play with them. They don't understand. You're just supposed to put them up and look at them. But yeah, this Sylvia isn't porcelain. It's like kind of a Barbie doll, but she doesn't bend at the waist. Her eyes open and close.
Oh, that's creepy. Got one of my old toy crates down, and I had a doll from one of my parents that eyes do that, and Alan loves it. You know, we have a camera, so we can check in on her and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes a doll's just laying there, and it's just so funny.
Well, then I guess, since I showed you my doll, we can get into these phantom hitchhikers.
Okay.
Everybody has likely heard some variation of a phantom hitchhiker story. It is likely one of the most well-known and most universal so-called urban legends. Here's a recap to help set the mood for today's episode. A salesman or some college student is driving down a lonely country road late one rainy evening when he is surprised to see a lovely young woman walking down the shoulder. He pulls over, leans over to open the passenger seat door, and asks if she needs a ride. She seems dazed and soaked to the bone. With a mumbled thanks, she gets inside. The man reaches behind the seat and pulls out a sweater and offers it to the hitchhiker. In the glow of the dashboard lights, he can see that she is quite lovely. She smiles her thanks and puts the sweater around her shoulders, letting him know that she has to get home to her parents. For the first time, the driver sees that her face and hands are scratched and bleeding. He asks what happened. She tells him her car slid off the road and into a ditch. She had been standing at the side of the road for what seemed like hours hoping for help before she decided to walk the rest of the way. He lets her know that he will gladly take her right to her parents. She thanks him and gestures ahead and says that the house is just a few miles away. As he is trying to find the nerve to ask her name, she points to the lights of a house down a short lane. She asks him to stop and she gets out. He protests, saying he would be happy to take her the rest of the way, but she is already rushing into the night. As he drives on, he berates himself for not having asked her name, but then he remembers that she still has his sweater. That'll be the excuse he uses to head back to her parents and formally introduce himself. 2 days later, the student drives back to the house and knocks. He is surprised when an elderly woman opens the door and invites him in. As he looks the house over, he sees a picture of a pretty young girl, and he asks the old woman if her granddaughter is home. Following the man's gaze, the woman starts to cry. Her darling daughter, she explains, is still trying to make her way home. The man listens as he is told that her daughter had been killed in a car accident on a dark and rainy night nearly 40 years ago. Some version of that story has been told and retold with variations since the days of horse and buggy. It seems that most ghostly hitchhikers are women, maybe because women seem more harmless to offer a ride to. The stories of these phantom hitchhikers translate easily from one culture to the next. For years, taxi drivers in Naha, Okinawa, Japan, had claimed that an attractive woman in her 20s, with short hair and dressed in black slacks, often hails them for a ride on the road to the U.S. Marine camp. When the driver asks for specific directions, she disappears. They have dubbed her Night Walker of Nago, because she most often appears on the mountain road that leads from the village of Nago to the Marine camp. With that in mind, let's meet some of these phantom hitchhikers.
This is reminding me of the episode of Supernatural, when they find a lady on the side of the road, and they had to take, and it's like she's reliving her death or whatever.
Yeah, well, the very first episode of Supernatural deals kind of with a phantom hitchhiker top lady.
They have to drive into the first one did it too.
In Vermont, you can visit the Weeping Bridge of Stowe. Excuse me, the Weeping Bride of Stowe. Ask any of the older people of the region and they will tell you that a ghost haunts the covered bridge on Hollow Road. That ghost...
Why is it always a covered bridge?
No.
It's always a covered bridge.
The ghost belongs to a young bride who is left at the altar. She raced out of the church, heading for her lover's home near the bridge on Hollow Road. As she crossed the bridge, something startled her horse, causing it to bolt and toss her down to the rocks under the bridge where she died.
Ow. I mean, already getting thrown from a horse doesn't feel good, but being thrown on the rocks from a height.
During the wee hours of the morning, the upset bride returns to search for the man who betrayed and humiliated her. Motorists that travel the area late at night have reported seeing a young woman dressed in a bridal gown driving her carriage towards the bridge. Some have said that they have made eye contact with her and experienced a chill.
I mean, I can't blame her. Already jilted too.
Yeah. Next, we will move into Virginia, where the Pocahontas Parkway Toll Plaza lies. A delivery truck driver, on July 15, 2002, reported seeing three Native Americans approaching the Pocahontas Parkway toll plaza that had just recently opened on Route 895 in eastern Henrico County, Virginia. According to the toll taker who he had told the story to, the driver said he saw three breech-clothed warriors carrying torches as they walked down the middle of the highway. He blew his horn to warn two more men who were illuminated by his headlights. He wondered if they were getting ready to have some protest against the parkway. The toll taker added the story to a growing list of stories she had received from other drivers. She would send in the incident, as was protocol, but she knew that state troopers would investigate and find that there were no Native Americans parading with torches. Troopers who had the graveyard shift along the Pocahontas Parkway had responded to dozens of similar calls. The first occurred on July 1st, then again two nights after that, when plaza workers reported hearing cries, whoops, chants, and drums of what sounded like hundreds of people. Every now and then, they would see the vague outline of people running around in the dark. Corinne Geller, a Virginia State Police spokeswoman, visited the area late in July and experienced the sounds for herself. An engineer who had been working late on the construction of the bridge said that he and some of the other workers had seen Native Americans sitting on a horse watching them from under the interstate. They were about to tell them to leave, that he wasn't supposed to have a horse on the interstate, when the horse and rider disappeared. Deanne Beecham from the nearby Nansbund tribe confirmed that none of their members were taking part in a protest. While she never admitted to believing that tribal spirits roamed the area, she said that there were lots of communities, roads, streets, and rivers with Native American names in the area. So why shouldn't people see a manifestation of that?
She has a very good point.
A dig was conducted at the site of the bridge construction led by Dennis Blanton. They found artifacts scattered all over the site, some dating back 5,000 to 6,000 years ago.
Whoa.
A business owner close to the parkway said that he had heard the hooting and hollering for years, and that local Native Americans had long said that there were many spirits that roamed the area.
If anything from your Irwin episode has taught me, don't mess with Native American grounds. One, out of respect. And two, because it never ends well. It's what it seems like in the horror movies anyways.
Yep. Turns out Britain has their fair share of phantom hitchhikers as well. It makes sense since they have been traveling at night by coaches and carriages longer than we have in the U.S. The most haunted road in the U.K. is said to be A23 between London and Brighton. This is where numerous motorists have spotted a small girl with no feet or hands, a ghost in a white trench coat, and a ghost dressed in cricketer's clothing. There is a stretch of A465 near Bromyard in Herefordshire, where villagers are concerned that a ghost of an accident that happened over 60 years ago could be haunting the country road. A farmer has reported upwards of 26 drivers crashing into his fence during an 18-month period. There are some drivers who said that they mysteriously lost control of their car and felt as if their steering wheels were pulled out of their hands as they got closer to the haunted area. On Bluebell Hill in Maidstone, England, since 1965, dozens of drivers have had to slam on their brakes to keep from hitting a young woman in a white dress standing in the road. It is said that the phantom belongs to a woman who was supposed to be a bridesmaid for her best friend when she died in a car accident the night before the wedding. Her ghost still appears in her bridesmaid's gown, still trying to get to her friend's wedding. That's all the phantom hitchhiker stories I've got for you.
I'm looking up about Brighton, and they actually have a coast walk of the lanes. It's not operation right now, I don't think, because of COVID, but like it'll take you through A23 and stuff. I was like, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
I'm more fascinated with England's ghost, I think, the history there, than I am with ours, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm fascinated by ours too, but like, there's just something about like Irish and ghost and British ghost and all that stuff. It's just like, there's so much history there. And I want to point out that these are different locations, different geographic points on a map, and they all have a similar story. So, y'all tell me ghosts aren't real.
Yeah. When I shared a short video on TikTok about the Pink Lady, I had somebody comment on it and said that they had a Pink Lady where they live, where they're from.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
But I think Pink Lady is a fairly common one as well, I guess, yeah. I suppose.
Well, I feel like ghosts can emanate aura colors, so, and pink seems to be a common one for sure, or gray.
Yeah.
That's cool. So, it's like not just in one place.
And you gotta imagine the roads are probably way more haunted than we give them credit for, just because of accidents and stuff like that. And they're not taking into consideration what happened on the land before it became a road.
Exactly. I mean, like, I think we said in one of the previous episodes, it's like, land can remember and hold on.
Yep.
We were watching something, and someone's like, there's a demon attached to it or something. It's like, I'm going to buy this house, and I'm going to burn it down. I was like, please don't do that, because then you're going to release that energy or entity into the world. Just leave it alone.
Yep.
But, like, what would you do if you came across a phantom hitchhiker?
I mean, I don't know. For most of the stories, you don't realize it's a ghost until they just disappear. And then at that point, I'm going to be like, well, now I have a story to tell. Or I'm going to need new clothes.
Yeah, that's kind of like the same consensus as me. Like, especially like if they get in your car and you take them somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, that would be like, I think the seeing them on the side of the road, it would probably wake me out a little bit. But like having them in my car, that would definitely, like, that's a whole different level of clothing changing.
Be like, hey, give me a high five first before you get in my car so I know that you're real.
There you go.
But then again, they're ghosts. They could just pop right into your car if you don't just let them in.
True. It's very, very true.
Like,
I kind of want to have a hitchhiker encounter just so I have a story, but I kind of don't either.
Yeah, because they might not be a ghost. They could just be a killer.
Exactly. Let's see. Well, I'm so paranoid that I would probably not let somebody in the car anyways.
That's what I was going to say.
But, I mean, it happened to males too, but unfortunately, the female gender has to be a little bit more cautious sometimes. Because we're the weaker sex, air quotes.
Yeah.
But that'd be interesting. Yeah, like, I wonder how haunted our roads are, though. Because there's been multiple, there's been so many wrecks on every road. And some of them don't end well.
Yeah. Well, it's going to have to be those that don't end well for it to leave behind a ghost. And I also, well, I mean, I guess any kind of car accident is traumatic. And I know we've spoken on the fact that traumatic deaths tend to leave behind spirits more often than non-traumatic deaths.
Yeah, that's what I feel like. I mean, to me, that makes more sense.
Yeah. But to me, for the ghost to be left behind, they're likely going to have to die on the scene and not, like, at the hospital later.
Oh, no. That's when their ghost would haunt the hospital.
See, that's the thing. Working at a hospital, man, that's the place where most people die.
That or nursing homes. Like, this is really bad, but I don't like going to nursing homes because, as we discussed before, like, I'm really sensitive to stuff. And, like, this is just, like, oppressive feeling whenever I go to a nursing home. Like, it's just too much for me. It's just too much. I can't.
Yeah.
That sounds bad. I know. Because they're little old people and they're sweet.
But no, I get it.
Even hospitals wake me up, like certain floors. Uh-huh. Like the maternity ward wasn't that bad when I went, but the ICU, man, that I don't like that hall. Or the emergency room. Those are two areas I do not like to go in.
Oh, Lord. When my mom's younger sister had her fourth child, she was, well, it was one boy for several years, almost like 10, I think. And then she had twins. And then they moved back
bless
here.
Bless her heart.
And they had one more.
Four
yeah.
Kids. I could handle two, but four.
I think she wanted to do that after the first one, but her husband wouldn't let her. I'm not even sure she wanted the first one. But she felt she had to keep a man, and she thought that's...
Again, that previous episode where you don't need a man to complete you.
Yep.
You don't need kids to complete you either.
But me and my mom got off work at the daycare she worked at. I wasn't working there at the time because it was in October, but I'd spend the evenings there. And we went up to the hospital to see her after she had her youngest one, and... I hadn't really visited anybody in the hospital, even though I was like 16, and my mom hadn't visited anybody in the hospital lately. And we didn't realize my mom didn't realize Mission had changed so much. So we just go to the elevator. We go up to the number floor that my mom knew the maternity ward to be on. And we go to look for the room number she knew her sister was in. And we're walking around the little circular area.
Yeah.
And we're kind of peeking in the rooms, looking at the room numbers. And I'm going, Mom, I don't think this is the right floor. I have no clue what floor we were on. Nobody tried to stop us. So I don't think it was a floor that we shouldn't be on. Right. But everybody looked super duper sick.
Aww.
And they were on... the older side, I suppose. But I'm like, this is not the maternity ward. So we had to go back downstairs and back to the very front desk. And she's like, I'm here to see so-and-so. And they're like, you need to go down and take, I think it was like either the third or fourth elevator up to the, she had the floor right, but we were just in the wrong elevator. Didn't realize Mission was configured like that now.
I think it even changed since you went that story from when I went for my story, because I don't think Mommy and Me was on the fourth floor. I think it was, I don't know what floor it was on, but I don't remember it being on the fourth floor. But then again, I was out of excitement epidural, so. But no, certain places like have juju, and I don't like that juju. It may not be negative, but. There's a road, but if there was a fan, if I think there's a road near here that if we were to see a phantom hitchhiker be on that road, Lucas somehow missed the X for work. Not work. I'm coming home from work. So he had to we live in Tennessee, like about 2 hours away from where we're at. Well, he had to go like towards Tennessee, towards like Bristol, and then like take a side road. And like he said, it was so carvy and so dark and so creepy. I'm like, it would be that road. Knowing his luck, it'd be that road. I was like, please don't do that again.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of roads near us. I don't know. With where we live in the back country,
yeah.
Most of the roads are kind of creepy.
There's a road in Tennessee called Sugar Hollow. Do you remember Thunder Road?
Yes.
That's the road they filmed it on. And, yeah. And, like, to get to my grandma's house, sometimes it'll take Sugar Hollow as a back way because, you know, the main street is horrible in Pigeon Forge.
I think I've been there, Sugar Hollow.
It's very curvy, and it has, like, that, you know, when they, like, fly in the air, that one bump? My dad used to, like, go up that really fast, and I'm like, okay, cool. But anyway, it's just, like, old barn, the barn they crash into. I'm like, it's in that area, and I feel like a ghost would be there too. There's probably some on the main roads, but I feel like you're more likely to see one on the side road for some reason.
Yeah. I would say like side roads, back roads, and then probably interstates would have the most.
Oh, yeah. Definitely the interstate.
And bridges for some reason. Well, I guess bridges for some reason, probably because not necessarily a car accident, but people jumping off the bridge.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't there an accident near here where the person, it was near Smoky Park Bridge, and somehow he just missed the bridge and, like, his car went over the side?
I know there was, it was last year or the year before, near Tunnel Road with those overpasses and everything there at the exit for the mall. That's the one
I'm thinking of.
I can't remember. I think the guy was speeding or something.
Yeah, like he literally just missed the bridge and like he hit part of the bridge, I think, and actually went down the hill or something like that. And then there was one that also fell off the bridge. It was like upside down, I think.
I don't remember if anybody got hurt or anything.
I don't remember getting hurt either, but there was one of those two that Lucas and I were actually at the mall. We're coming home and you're coming from the mall and you go down past where Bowcatcher theater used to be, the Bowcatcher, and you keep going straight, get you to the Subaru dealership. Well, we go that way and it was there was flashing lights. I was in this traffic. I'm it's Tunnel Road. It's almost five. It's going to be traffic. It's just whatever. But then we get closer and I see it. I'm like, oh my God. So I'm glad I never got hurt though. But that's why you don't speed.
Yep. Or text and drive.
I wonder, talking about Phantom Hitchhikers and ghosts, if Danielle's ghost
might have lingered there. That thought crossed my mind when we were talking. I didn't think about it when I was writing it up, but when we were talking about it, I was like, I just wonder. Yeah.
And Ashley's.
Yeah, I don't know where she was when her accident happened. I mean, I
do you, what's it called? Biltmore Park? It was out that way, I think. Oh. It was when they were having all that construction and stuff. I think it was near there, if I remember right.
I can't really. I knew more about Danielle's because it's closer to me and everything, and well, I knew her.
Yeah, and her boyfriend lived down the street from me.
He was the one driving, right?
Yeah. What always hits me really hard was the news was on, and Mom's like, "Oh, look, there's a wreck." I was like, "Oh, that looks like DJ's car." And the next day, we get to school. Yep. And they tell us, and it's just,
yeah,
that was a rough year for us,
yeah,
for everybody,
yeah. Oddly enough, that was 2010.
Oh my god, it's been 10 years,
yeah. It's like it the start of every decade just goes to shit.
Not wrong, we put it that way. It doesn't feel like it's been 10 years though, it feels like it's been four, maybe,
yeah. It's weird to think that come June, it'll be our 10-year anniversary, our 10-year reunion, basically, for high school.
No. We had a very small group of friends in high school. We were not with the in crowd, as they would call it, but whatever.
I mean, our graduating class was 40 people.
Yeah.
And I'm sure everybody listening is going to be 40 people. What kind of school did you go to? Because most graduating classes are 500.
Yeah. But, part of me is happy I went there.
Yeah.
But part of me also misses the high school experience.
Well, I don't regret going to early college because we got more freedom than the regular high schoolers did.
True.
And plus the college degree or college credits, whatever you ended up getting and everything.
Definitely helped.
It helped out a lot. And that's the main reason why I decided to go is because that I didn't know if too. I'd be able to get college any other way. But we were the guinea pigs because we were only the second class. They were still working out all the bugs.
Yeah. And I feel like we got the short end of the stick.
And that's going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I was up at AB Tech in Birch last year, and they've added security where you can't just go upstairs in Birch anymore. You have to get buzzed in.
Well, that's good. So I remember, like, one time I was sitting at that glass table that we have, we would sit and study at sometimes.
Yeah.
I remember sitting there one time, and, like, this, like, old man just came up and sat there, and it was very awkward and very uncomfortable, and he kept trying to talk to me. And I was like, And then, like, Travis came out, like, yes, sit. You know how Snapchat has these, like, little story things now or whatever? One part was like, how to survive an elevator crash. I was like, what? Is this, like, foreshadowing? I'm scared of elevators for that reason. Like, I'll get in them. Yeah. I've seen the elevators. But that's one of my biggest fears. But if the one in Birch did fall, it's, like, what, a story?
Yeah. And there's, like, one floor. Which is
there, yeah.
Yeah, that's a fear of mine, too. And it just popped up a question. I wonder if there's any phantom ghost or phantom elevator riders.
Oh, I'm sure. Oh, like, I'm sure there are. What was that one in, like, was it Japan, China, where, like, there was a girl or whatever? And they kept waiting for it? I can't remember. If I find the video, I'll send it to you.
Okay.
Lucas will probably find it better than I can. He's YouTube guru.
But any other thoughts on the phantom hitchhiker?
I'm glad I've never encountered one, because I don't know how I would take it, honestly. But it would be cool to find out if we have any, like, local hitchhikers around here.
Yeah, actual hitchhiker. I mean, Helen's Bridge is probably the closest, but she's not really a hitchhiker. Well, I don't know. There's been a guy that said that she asks, have you seen my daughter? Not, can you take me to my daughter?
Yeah. That's the closest it sounds like, but it'd be interesting to know for sure.
Yeah.
I wonder how we could find out. Like, I don't know.
My first stop would be Googling phantom hitchhikers in Asheville and see what that pulls up. Maybe you could talk to some long haul truckers.
Okay. Maybe just go to the truck stop.
Because in my research, that's what somebody said, that they are probably the best people to talk to about phantom hitchhikers because they make their living on the road. So they've seen it all.
I'm sorry. The phantom hitchhiker. Is this our actual? Yeah. Here, I'm going to send you the link. My phone's about to die. There's a couple, actually. Lydia's Bridge. Do you think any of the phantom hitchhikers might be, like, bad ghosts?
I don't think so, because most, by and large, most of them are just trying to find their way home or to whatever their destination was. They're just confused. They don't realize they're dead or what have you, and they're just trying to get home.
Yeah, that's very fair.
That said, though, there is that ghost that's in England on one of the roads that causes people to wreck into this guy's fence. So, there again. But then again, it might not have, his spirit might not have something to do with the actual, like, an accident or whatever it could.
Yeah.
His death, that phantom's death could be
something more completely tragic different.
Or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, on the link you sent me, there's a Lydia is in Greensboro.
Oh.
And Mary is in Yadkin County. But I'll look it up and I'll get back to you.
Okay.
Since your phone's almost dead.
Yeah. So I was like, copy, paste, send, quick. The phone literally just died.
It seems this Lydia is very popular. Too many close to us that are well known, I suppose. There is a website that has 14 terrifying things in North Carolina may haunt your dreams.
Oh boy.
Yeah. There's Lydia's Bridge. Now, I think I kind of remembered that she was going to prom when her date's car crashed.
Oh.
She died instantly. Lydia's date died instantly. But Lydia pried herself out of the car, and in the pouring rain, it's always raining, and begged and pleaded for passerbys to help.
And let me guess, they probably ignored her.
Yep. And locals, the only thing locals did was demand a bridge be built so to prevent another wreck on the curve. So now, on a rainy night, during the full moon, you can see Lydia.
It's always a full moon.
She pops into the back seat of cars.
Oh, yeah. Let's not go to that one. That's probably the one that I'd probably poop myself on. Like, if I see you inside the road, yeah, let's go. But you just pop into my car like Castiel. Unless you are, Misha. You know, can't do that.
Yeah. Did you have anything else to say about the hitchhikers? Nope. Okay. That's it for tonight's episode. Make sure you check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Patreon. Stay spooky, everybody, and see you next time.